Barracuda.com.
My rendition earlier, if you were listening, you heard me go through some of the new bumper stickers for the TSA.
Oh, yeah.
The best ones are the ones you can't use on the air, though. So, we move into something that's even more exciting with the Boomer Broads. They are baby boomers extraordinaire. They joined Jennifer and Roberta. I didn't hear whether Maria was here or not.
Maria's not here.
Maria's not here, but we have Janet Prinsky, we have Anne-Marie Agner, but they have limited engagement. Time is of the essence.
So cooking, lots of cooking to do.
All right, so your business is slowed down like everybody else's business? It's kind of flat this time.
Yeah.
For this week, you can't find people to do business with. For the most part.
And there are worse things than that, we'll tell you. I mean, I already said to Anne-Marie, this two-day work week is killing me. I'm already exhausted.
I
can't believe it. It's
well, that's
crazy.
Because you are old. You're a baby boomer.
Excuse me.
Now, when you were in here last week, Janet, we get off onto this thing. There was an interesting sort of series of articles in the Life section of USA Today last week. And it culminated with a piece. And the headline of the piece was, Tired of the Baby Boomers, Other Generations Are Weary of Their Place in Our Culture. The whole series had been called Senior Moment, Boomers Turn 65, the USA Today and CBS Exploring, what they call the iconic generation. This is such garbage. It's so fluffy.
By the way, it's still going on. I mean, they did another piece yesterday.
Oh, really? I thought it was just for the week. I didn't see.
No, it's still going on. It's a big audience.
Garbage, Doug? What's garbage? The jealousy of the boomers?
No, I think that there's a tritefulness in this of trying to, once again, doesn't make a difference whether it's baby boomers, whatever, Generation X, Generation Y. All women are the same, all men are the same, all blacks are the same, all Americans are the same, all this is the same, all that is the same. It's mostly a waste of ink and print, other than there are certain, I suppose, maybe cultural aspects to this. And because Janet wasn't here, Anne-Marie and I were, and everybody else was talking about the boomers and you know, what they really have been bringing to society at this age. And, you know, the reality is that those of us who are in this generation, I'm in the first or second year of it, in essence. Richie is at the last year of it. So we got this 20-year span. And what does Rich have in common with me? He's white. He has two children, a boy and a girl. He's married to a hot Hispanic chick. I don't have that in common with him. I wasn't married to a hot any kind of chick. And other than that, we're both in radio. So our tastes are different, what we do. It's all contrived. That's what bothers me about this stuff. Yeah. It gets people maybe to think a little bit about it, but you create something out of nothing.
Well, hold on. We had an interesting conversation.
You and I did.
Janet and I had an interesting conversation, and often have an interesting conversation not only with our staff, who are all in their 20s.
They're all Harry Potter.
But our two producers.
They're that age, the Harry Potter age.
But basically what they said, which is interesting, we decided we're going to actually do one of our shows for the Boomer Broads coming up and invite them to sit in on the show. To actually speak with us on the show, because what they're basically saying to us is, and I think 50%, you're right, 50% of the USA Today readers audience probably is sick and tired of hearing about baby boomers.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of talk because we're the ones that are talking about it, and there are a lot of us.
We're trying to justify our existence, if you will.
Well, maybe, but the other part of it was they were saying, look at all the opportunities you created for us.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the, and maybe that's where the contributions of the older baby boomer generation have opened things up for the young, for the Richie, the end of the baby boomer era.
Can I just speak for the Generation Y real quick?
The half your age of everybody else generation?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just think that the people that are sick of the baby boomers and are excited for them to get out of power and excited for our generation to take over power is just because our things have changed so much in between the two generations. Like I think the internet is really the defining thing of our generation, and it's connected us in ways that are unimaginable 20 years ago.
Yeah, but at this point, you have the capability of concentrating on something for about all of 3 seconds.
Yeah, well, we're gonna make changes real fast in government, Rich.
Yeah, but I have to.
Embrace that.
And then you'll forget what the changes were 5 minutes later.
Yeah, it's going to be just like your government, except instead of taking 2 years at a time, we'll go 2 minutes at a time.
Yeah, and that's what's happening already.
And back. Yeah.
And who helped you make those changes? Who provided that for you?
Well, we don't remember.
Hmm.
Well, because here we've gone from the boomer generation that's our Anne Marie and Janet and Roberta and me. Roberta's on the lower end of it. We have been the most selfish generation to come along this country pretty much since the country was created.
Yeah.
It was always all about me, I, us, we. It was never about you. Never about you. It was always about me.
You know, and I'm going to segue into the topic that we wanted to talk about today, and that was that, yeah, it might have been all about me, but we were busy and we were creative and we were changing things and we were, moving forward and we were changing politics and we were changing culture. We were changing marriage. We were changing everything. And I think that that's a good thing. And then I look today and I realize this is the week of giving thanks. And I am extremely grateful for the era that I was raised and grew up in. And they say, especially if you read the Wall Street Journal today, that grateful people are happier, healthier.
Live longer.
Live longer, more prosperous. Optimistic.
Right.
And I guess I see it, and that's what I was going to, sort of ask you, because, Doug, it seems to me that you are you grateful?
Am I grateful?
Are you a grateful
I
person?
Have a wonderful life. There are days when I think to myself, how could I have found all of these blessings? What angels are around me? Why, I think I know enough about myself to know what a driver I am. But the other side of it is there are opportunities. It's placement. It's where you are. And then there are other days, and frankly, today has been one of them to this point, when I ask myself, why am I even here? What am I doing? It's distressing. But we all have those days. And most people don't want to hear them. Again, people who are my age, who are so focused on themselves, but I wonder if it isn't part of the entire culture now. We've inculcated this way of thinking into our children, into their children, so that nobody gives a damn much about anybody but themselves and their own surroundings.
I think that's a very broad and very sad statement.
It is.
And I don't agree with it.
Well, you don't agree. In my own personal experience, I've had a family that came to me 3 years ago that had been working on the farm for 6 years, and I had decided, because I was losing so much money, that I was going to stop milking cows, and those folks were going to have to go find a job someplace else. Well, they begged and pleaded with me, please, please, can we figure out a way of staying? So I put together a plan with them to orchestrate a continuation of what we were doing, which developed into the milk store, which you guys have been involved in, selling the dairy products and that sort of thing. But it was all based on them staying and doing the work that was necessary in order for them to... I mean, I was the conduit because I had the facility, the vehicles, all of the things that were necessary, but they were to provide me with the labor. Well, now the man who was the patriarch has gotten sick because of his abuse of himself, basically, during his life. And now they're all sort of turning on each other and they're turning on me because I'm left in a position of having given them this opportunity. Now they don't either know what to do with it or they don't want it. So now I'm in a jam. I've got to figure out how to get around it. And not only are they not doing what they agreed to do, but they're kind of giving me a hard time about the realities of their own life. Like, oh, woe is me. I'm a victim here. And I'm thinking to myself, what play are we in? What scenario? What has caused this to turn around as badly as it has? And I will, it's what we were just talking about. It's people who are so focused on themselves that they don't really care. They'll do anything. They'll say anything. And these are people who come from a background similar to mine. The farmers and the agricultural world produces people that usually aren't like this. They grow up in a way that they value their word and tradition and things that meant something to people who are my age.
Are these young people?
These are, no, well, the guy is my age and the wife is Richie's age and the children are teenagers.
So there's some sense of entitlement. It sounds like some sense of entitlement there.
Yeah, right. And only because I was trying to be a good guy and I'm not the victim. Listen, one way or another, I'll survive. But what's troubling me more than anything else is that they don't see how, you know, I'm the bad guy because I'm having them live up to what it was that they agreed to do several years ago. And otherwise, we can't do the stuff that we're doing. And I've sort of gotten involved in all of these other things to sort of support what they were doing, like the cheeses and all this other stuff. And now they don't want to do it. So I'm now trying to figure out what to do, given the reality of where they are. And, you know, what they did at the moment was good for them then. But now it isn't because, you know, they don't want to have to do all of the things that they were responsible for doing before.
But you got a bad batch. That doesn't make everybody bad.
I didn't say it did. Why? Where does it say that it did? I'm extremely optimistic about a lot of people. But it still doesn't keep you on the happy side of glee, for the most part, to have to, worry about what you're going to do to fix the problem. And it was created out of me being a good guy.
Yeah, well, in my opinion, you keep up being a good guy, and sometimes you run into people that don't get it or feel entitled, and you feel bad for them. And
easily,
you say, well, that's sad.
Easily said, not necessarily easily done.
Oh, I
More
know.
More with the Boomer Broads in a moment. It's 19 after the hour on Good Day.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Oh, back pain.
Correct.
Yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Oh, instantly through Wii.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
800-510-8255. The Boomer Bros will stay with us for a little bit longer. We're talking about, we want to know what's good about what's going on with you, because it is Thanksgiving week, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
The Ad Council.
That's just the way it is. I've been getting all kinds of criticism behind the scenes here for acknowledging Bruce Hornsby's 56th birthday today, November the 23rd, 2010. I happen to like Bruce Hornsby. Group the range, kind of like what's his face in the Silver Bullet Band,
Bob Seger.
How do you figure?
Well, because in my ear, I hear the same sorts of things from Hornsby.
All right, listen to the tempo and the rhythm here.
Yeah.
Okay. This I would compare it to Christopher Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of
yes.
Your AC light.
Nah, I think
rock.
It's heavier than that.
This is Bob Seger.
I didn't say that Hornsby wasn't capable of that. Roberto was just telling a story about Bruce Hornsby and Bruce Springsteen on stage together, jamming.
They were mocking playing You Sexy
No,
Thing
they
Hot
were
Chocolate.
Mocking. I mean, they were doing it seriously. Right. But Bruce Hornsby on accordion and Bruce Springsteen saying, there's nothing sexier than a man with an accordion.
That's what I've always thought, too. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Janet and Anne-Marie, the baby boomers, are here with Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, Clay, and me. We're talking about what it is that you're grateful for and realizing that this is not a Thanksgiving-only thing. But people, you wonder, because all we can see in front of us now, sale sign, we're going to go shopping on Thanksgiving, and we're going to spend money, and when, in fact, that's not what this is about at all, but it's gotten twisted and contorted and turned like many of the other holidays, Christmas being the biggest example of that. You turn everything upside down in the name of commerce and the me-ism. It's about me. So.
Well, you can bring it back. You can bring it back by just stopping once in a while and realizing how much you have, no matter how much you have.
But there are those who feel like they are entitled, and it would be nice if they just gave it a rest. For a while.
That's true, too, but you can't always control what other people do, so therefore you really sort of have to focus on what you do.
What is it that men think about sex every 14 seconds or something?
You tell me.
What's the rule? I don't know. Whatever it is, maybe what you ought to do, gentlemen, is substitute one of those thoughts every 14 seconds for a how grateful I am thought instead of, oh, you sexy thing, whatever it is.
How grateful I am for tatas.
Yeah.
You know what? They really say that it's positive psychology, that they believe gratitude actually helps your mental and physical health. This is what the article in the Wall Street Journal says today, which I think is just really
Then there's the flip side of it, though, people who don't realize what they have and they think that their life is,
In comparison to what it could be.
Right.
You could be living on the street.
Sure.
Hello, you got a roof over your head, you're getting three squares a day?
How lucky are we? Think about that.
We are. In comparison to our forefathers, think about the first day of Thanksgiving. If you want to translate it literally to this time of year, think about what the conditions were in the first Thanksgiving, and then move it up as many notches as you have to get to 2010.
Yeah.
Or when you were a kid. I remember with glee my aunt's house in Wellesley, Massachusetts, where my father and mother would take us for Thanksgiving, every Thanksgiving. And it was something we really looked forward to. Went there for Christmas as well, because it was the only family my father had. And it was actually fun. It was wonderful. It was just something. And we learned a little about being thankful, or what we weren't thankful for, because we had an uncle that was a real pain. So we wished he weren't around. But for pretty much everything else, we all liked what was going on for Thanksgiving and through to Christmas. And maybe as an adult, you think the same way. Maybe what you need to do is put your head back to where it was when you were a kid and think about all the good things that were going on in your life and think about that stuff.
You know what? It takes some discipline to not be pessimistic and whine. And whine.
Right. Because the news media easily will recirculate all of that stuff and make you crazy.
So you don't buy into it. You just say, you know, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to thank my, you know, friends.
Yeah, whomever. All right. Anne Marie and Janet here on Good Day.
One big question, many big answers. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
No. Really be happy. You could have moments of happiness, moments of joy. But life is very difficult. Unless you're a total idiot, then you can be happy.
That's Irvin Kershner, director of The Empire Strikes Back, talking about happiness and the meaning of life in a provocative new documentary, The Nature of Existence, now on DVD. Filmmaker Roger Nygaard traveled the world asking 170 theologians, scientists, and ordinary people one basic question. Why are we here?
It was over a four-year period, and there were some times in between where I would have to stop and then go back to work and save up some money so that I could pay for the next trip and do some research. Like a month-long trip to China took a month of research before leaving. India, same thing.
You talked to so many people. Did you end up more confused at the end than you were at the beginning?
Well, I ended up understanding people a lot better is what happened, by asking people to explain what they believe to me and why they believe it. They were no longer a frightening unknown. But once you go and get to go and meet them, they become your pal, your buddies.
The types of people Nygaard visits range from India's guru Sri Sri Maharaji to a Baptist pastor in Georgia who stages pro-style wrestling events that suddenly morph into passion plays.
At the end of the match, the lights will cut out, and when they come back on, it'll be Jesus laying there and not Rob.
God, I'm sorry!
At the other end of the spiritual scale, Nygaard puts this question to an exasperated Richard Dawkins of Oxford, the author of The God Delusion.
Many people say that they don't believe in God or the Bible, but there's got to be something.
It's got to be something, yes. Well, of course there's something. There's a hell of a lot, and we don't yet understand it all. Science is working on it, and when we discover it, it's going to be even more wonderful than what we know at present, and God knows that's wonderful.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
to ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Ad Council.
Picture of the day today is 33 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Clay and Richie and Jennifer and Roberta. This airport underwear invention is probably the picture of the day. We haven't got a video on this, have we, Clay? We just have a picture of from RockyFlatGear.com. We have the invention that uses powdered metal that protects people's privacy when undergoing medical or security screenings. Well, that means you can't see through it,
right,
to your private parts.
Well, wait, I don't understand this, because isn't the whole point of the body scanners to be able to see in that region? So isn't this just assuring that you're going to get a pat down?
And then they won't be able to feel the private areas, and they will make you get a strip search. I agree with Clay.
Really? Well, but the underwear, they said, is tight enough where you wouldn't be able to hide anything under it.
But you have parts that you could hide things in.
Yeah, you can hide anything under that.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, then, but how do they search the parts that you can hide things in if you don't go through the scanner?
They put their hand like they did on my genitals and touched. The guy used the back hand, the back side of his hand,
and brushed them around my testicles. Internal parts that you could
Let's
hide.
Let's just
stuff
be honest here.
But you're talking about a cavity search.
I'm talking about
exactly.
If you're a terrorist, you're either going to swallow something and then release it on the plane, or you're going
That guy's got bad gas sitting next to me.
Yeah.
Please move,
or
sir.
You're going to
It's explosive.
I mean, think about it.
We've all sat next to somebody like that one point in time or another.
You could put something in a plastic bag or a tube and, like, hide it in a body cavity.
Mm-hmm. And this is, why this is so ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Mm. How about a, this is just like having an enema, right? You could take one of the enemas, or you could cut off a turkey baster. Seal it off.
Toilet paper tube. Look at what happened to Richard Gere. Everybody knows that story.
Right. This town needs an enema.
Okay, even after all these years, people know that story. All right. So,
because everybody knew the nurse that worked in the hospital, remember?
Let's go back. Let's sort of do a timeline here if we can. Back even just a couple of weeks ago where the TSA said that they had received, at that time, we haven't gotten any complaints at all. The enhanced security procedures in airports, full body scans, also known as porno scans, the naked images of passengers. They said, first of all, none of these will ever be made public. And then 3 days ago on Gizmodo, what's the name of that website?
Gizmodo.
100 pictures from one of these TSA screening devices. They're all supposed to be destroyed. Excuse me. The minute you walk out of the chamber, they're supposed to go up into the ethos, gonzo. So how did 100 of them show up on Gizmodo? That would be my first question.
Right?
Because there's no way in this day and age to prevent something from being saved when it's originally digital.
Yeah. Okay. So then there's John Tyner, who tells a San Diego airport security agent, quote, "If you touch my junk, I'll have you arrested." And that was the beginning of opt-out day, which is going on Wednesday. So there are going to be airline travelers who will, and they'll be by the thousands. I guarantee one of the reasons this week has become a vacation week is because people saw this coming and they changed their flights.
Mm-hmm.
So
nightmare.
That today will be almost as busy as tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
Friday will be almost as busy as Sunday. And Monday will be just as busy because everybody spread all of this out.
They don't want to fly Wednesday and Sunday.
No.
Yeah, I saw an article on Router. Is it Reuters or Router?
Reuters. Right. Oh, their headquarters are in Seoul.
That's
CEO
your Sandai.
Reuters.
So in Reuters, I saw an article that TSA is asking people not to opt out on opt-out day because
not,
it will
right.
cause delays.
Oh, right. Exactly. Exactly. That's the TSA asking them after they've said you can trust the FDA because they've certified that these pieces of equipment are not going to do you any harm.
And then the airlines playing along. The airlines have stated that if you miss your flight because you
hold
will
the plane.
Not. No.
Absolutely. There are three airlines, Southwest, American, and I think United said they're going to have people at the gates. If folks are stuck in the things, they're holding up the planes.
Right.
That's,
if they have
really?
A lot, if they have, let's say they have 10, 15 people that haven't reported yet, yes, they are.
If, in fact,
but
they don't hold the planes, all it'll do is create a mess for the next plane going to the same place.
Right.
Absolute
but if you decide, hey, listen, I don't want to get the frisk, and I don't want to go through the scanner, I'm not going to fly today, you lose your money. That's it. Huh. It was your decision not to fly, and we are not going to reimburse you.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay. Well, they're not going to reimburse you. They're going to you got to be able to transfer that flight to another flight.
No, they specifically stated
depends on the
lose
airline.
Your money.
Yeah, probably. But they're trying to get people into the at least come in and get on the plane and let's get you the hell out of here. Sort of a thing.
It makes sense not to give their money back because the people know that they got to get the scan when they buy the ticket, right?
Right. They do.
Now they're opening up airspace. This is the question a lot of people ask every year, especially the North-South corridor on the East Coast, because during the winter when the weather's bad, there are always delays, especially in New York and Washington, Boston, that Northeast corridor. It is bedlam. And so if they just opened up they have these exclusive, and that's the way they use it, they belong to the quote-unquote government, so that only military planes can use them in case of a national emergency. Give me a break. When Clinton was president, all this stuff belongs to us, okay? It's our country, our airspace, whatever it is. These people hold on to it. It's like somebody says Obama gave us something. Obama didn't give you squat. You gave the money or they borrowed it, which you're going to have to pay back, to do whatever it is that's going on. So give yourself the power. We were talking about power earlier. One of the things that people do is give over. Under the current psychological portendings that are around, we give over. Oh, yeah, it's the government's money. Like hell it is. Not the government's money at all. We all worked hard for it, and we're paying to keep the supposedly the lights on and the program's going that makes sense, but of course it's all out of control, and the TSA is the best example of it. You won't find one person in 10. There are always going to be some people who think, yeah, they're doing the job, we got to do it, we've got to protect ourselves from terrorists, who really believe that gaffe. That this is going to, for the reasons that we just said a few minutes ago, how ridiculous this is, you can stick anything up your butt or put it other places. And by the way, I told you the other day when I went through the pathway, he looked at my ears. I don't know whether he figured I was hiding something in my ear or what. He
waved his hand on the other side of your head and could see it, so he knew it was
right,
okay.
Right, he knew it was okay, right, yeah. But at any rate, we have all of this stuff that's going on. It is clear that there are going to be lots of complaints. And if you have a complaint that's legit, don't be afraid. Fill out the forms. The TSA has given you now, they've made available this week, forms so you can fill them out to complain. You have to submit a text complaint of up to 4,000 characters in provide feedback to TSA if you go to the Transportation Security Administration website. All right? Now, I don't know whether you get anything for it, or they just are going to, you know, those go up into the ethos as well. But I suppose it's something rather than nothing. They have established at the TSA, you'll love this, an external office of civil rights and liberty. It's TSA Division 6, Richie, in Arlington, Virginia, on 12th Street.
Yeah, just down the road, a couple blocks away.
So you may submit a complaint to the Department of Homeland Security Office for Civil Rights and Civil Liberties. Send it to civilliberties@dhs.gov.
Wait, what would you
Department
say?
Of Homeland Security. Civil.liberties.
No.
What?
The Homeland Security building's right next to me.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you want from me?
Send it to me.
South 12th Street.
I'll send it over to you. I'll walk it over to him.
What do you want from me? Okay. Well, I'm not going to be on a plane now for probably a couple of weeks. I'm not going to. You think I'm going to go out in this bedlam? Learned that a long time ago. It's like trying to get a plane ticket to go to England. I try this almost every year, and I still think the reality is going to change. Hello. You got to be kidding yourself. So you just, if you don't have to travel, then you don't. Because what it does is sour people's experience. Not that the experience is anything but souring for the most part anyway, but there are some times when it's actually fun to fly. And most of the time, this is back to the being grateful stuff that we were talking about earlier. That's one of the things I am grateful for. Even though we complain about the incursions in our lives, we still do live in a free society. You are free to a point. You pick up the phone, you make an arrangement, you go online, you buy a ticket to go someplace. You go there, you have the freedom. You know, you have to go through the TSA crud and all that other stuff. But then you go, get on the plane, and let your mind just kind of wander. And you dream about all of the nice experiences that you may have had in this place, and you're going to try to recreate them. That's not a bad thing. I don't see it as a bad thing anyway. So I mean, that's the way perhaps we look at all this stuff. We can get our liver in a quiver, or our pants literally tied in knots. what is going on also is that the American Civil Liberties Union getting involved in this, and for the first time, a lot of people who have not liked the American Civil Liberties Union are loving what they're doing, because they say they're going to represent any passenger who is profiled and abused. That's profiled or abused and or abused in the physical way. All right? So that's a word to the wise. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Heart disease is the number one health threat to Americans, but too few of us understand how our everyday habits affect our heart health. As a professional athlete and dad who just turned 50, Cal Ripken Jr. understands the importance of heart health. That's why he's teamed up with Cheerios to help inspire people to take care of their hearts.
I've been fortunate to do what I love for my entire life, and I want to continue doing those things, which is why being heart healthy is so important to me. I've had cholesterol screenings come back a bit high, and now that I'm 50, I take care of myself more than ever. I've partnered with Cheerios because I want to help others keep health top of mind too. As an incentive to stay healthy, we're offering Americans the chance to win experiences that help them live out their passions, from great sports and outdoor prizes to exciting travel and music prizes. Our goal is to encourage people to take care of themselves so they can continue doing what they love for many years to come.
To learn more about heart health and to enter the Do What You Love sweepstakes, check out specially marked Cheerios cereal boxes or visit Cheerios.com/love.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Monto Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
Don't wait until Friday. Come into Office Depot today and get Black Tuesday deals on the must-have tech gifts this holiday season. Hurry in today for an Epson Stylus Color All-in-One printer, copier, scanner, and fax for just $29.99. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offer valid through 11/27/10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through Wii!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as a Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Speaking of working wonders, what can you do yourself? Roberta, what are you going to do to make sure you're in a good place for the rest of the week? You're in a good place mentally, emotionally, that sort of thing.
Take a bath. Oh, that's a great idea.
I had one the other night. In the wintertime, I love to sit in my big old claw bathtub and just soak.
I bought some wonderful relaxation salts, and I think I'm going to do that this morning because I am so stressed out now.
You and me both.
I got to start the day. I got to calm down. I'm going to take a nice calm.
What about you, Jen Jen?
I'm going to make sure I get a full night's sleep tonight because the last 2 days I've been a little sleep deprived.
Yeah.
So I've got to be really diligent.
All right, Richie?
Exercise, then drink beer.
You could actually drink beer while you exercise.
I'm telling you, doing Taekwondo 4 days a week, and I've been doing it for 2 hours, two classes back to back, 4 days a week.
Yeah.
It's a miracle what it does for your attitude.
All right, Clay, what are you going to do?
I've started using a calendar in the lists.
Clay's basically saying most of his stress is from not being organized, so he's organizing himself.
Yeah, very good. 50 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Use as directed.
From this point forward, it's all about the headaches of getting from here to there. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. Thanksgiving week travel. Just saying those three words is enough to make anybody wince, especially those of us who plan to fly somewhere. First of all, you have the difficulties caused by Mother Nature, already sticking her nose into travel conditions in the northern plains, storms from the Dakotas to Wisconsin, up to 10 inches of snow in some areas yesterday, wild weather across Illinois and the Chicago area, severe thunderstorms and possible tornadoes ripping through the area. And if the weather isn't causing a problem, you have those new security procedures that are causing plenty of concern for more than a few travelers. By now, you know about the new body scanners and rather personal pat-downs. Even the White House is weighing in on the controversy. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs yesterday saying passenger complaints are being heard and will be evaluated.
We put the utmost importance on protection and had that carried out in a way that is the least inconvenient for those that travel. And look, the policies have to evolve.
Evolve? Does that mean these screening procedures could be changed?
This is a process that, based on intelligence and based on feedback, is and will continue to evolve and change.
Politicians across the country are walking a fine line here. If, for instance, a would-be terrorist is stopped thanks to a body scanner or pat-down, elected officials will want to take credit for that. But if one of those rather descriptive body scan images turns up on the internet, which you know it will, or if a pat-down turns into a sexual assault, those same politicians will say they asked for the changes all along. Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano once again reiterated what you might call the government's company line.
As we move forward, of course we will listen to concerns. Of course we will make adjustments or changes when called upon.
Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway Breakfast Melt. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Mixed finish on Wall Street yesterday. At one point, the Dow was off triple digits around midday, but closed down just 25 points to 11,179. S&P off by 2. NASDAQ actually up 14 points. Crude oil down 24 cents a barrel to $81.74. The 2012 presidential election still about 2 years away, but the pundits are already out with a preference poll. The nationwide Quinnipiac University poll of more than 2,000 registered voters shows former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney in a virtual dead heat with President Obama if the election were held today. The poll has Romney leading the president 45-44%, well within the margin of error of 2 percentage points. Many people feel a presidential election is nothing more than a popularity contest. Well, ABC's Dancing with the Stars is definitely a popularity contest. And Bristol Palin is in last place again on Dancing with the Stars. She's getting an A for effort from the show's judges, but trails Jennifer Grey, the favorite, and Kyle Massey following last night's dances. Tonight is the season finale in which the winner will be revealed. It's all up to the public. If Bristol Palin wins, there's word that some may ask for a recount. It could go all the way to the Supreme Court. And finally, we focus on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, specifically the dinner table, sitting there awaiting the feast. This is some crowded table. Anyway, according to the annual All Recipes Thanksgiving Trends Survey, 82% who do the cooking said they will try a new side dish. Only 15% of those asked about how they will cook their bird said they will do some experimenting. Among those who will try a new way to cook their bird, 7% said they will try to grill their turkey. That's right, a barbecue turkey. And even fewer said they will attempt to deep fry the bird for fear they would burn their house down. And that would not make for a very happy Thanksgiving. I'm smoking here. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you owe them.